You're listening to another episode of Living Well with Eisenhower Health. Healthcare as it should be. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Learning how to make healthy meal choices when trying to lose weight, both short-term and long-term, is critical. So Eisenhower Health has developed the Lunch and Lose program to assist you in your weight loss plan. And here to talk with us about the Lunch and Lose program is Dr. Lisa Lindley, Medical Director, Eisenhower Women's Health at Eisenhower Medical Center. Dr. Lindley, thank you for your time today. So tell us, what is the Lunch and Lose program?
Thank you, Bill. Excellent. I'd love to tell you a little about that program. This is a program I developed about 5 years ago. I'm actually a board-certified gynecologist and also became board-certified by the American Board of Obesity Medicine because I noticed that anywhere between half and two-thirds of my patients on any given day wanted or needed to lose weight. So I tried to develop a program that was very user-friendly and based in actual science so that they can have success in their weight loss and health goals. So that's what the Lunch and Lose is. It's a practical, daily applicable, healthy eating program. And by eating healthy, it results in weight loss. It's not just a diet program. It's a healthy eating program.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lifestyle change, learning how to change your lifestyle to make healthier choices.
Absolutely. And I really did a lot of research and education looking at different diets, looking at the research of what was successful, and what we know is successful now is not what we thought was successful 30 years ago. We preached for 30 years ago and for many years a low-fat approach, and the default with a low-fat diet ends up being a higher carbohydrate diet. And we've learned that that doesn't work for patients with long-term weight loss success, that the carbs get converted to sugars. So educating patients, really, they want to do it right, educating them how to be successful. So a higher protein, lower carb, lower sugar program, and making it non-restrictive. There are a lot of healthy foods people can eat.
Right, and success is the main key there because that's what everybody wants. So Dr. Lindley, how long is the series?
The series is usually anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks, just depending on the season and the holidays. We try to get patients and attendees into a rhythm where they get comfortable making these choices. We do recipe makeovers. We serve healthy recipes so they also see it isn't a restrictive diet program. They don't feel like rabbits eating salads every day. We teach them how to have some really hearty, sustainable, healthy meals.
And how often does it meet?
We meet once a week. And give them handouts and flyers to get them through to the next class. We always recap because it's difficult for patients to make it every week. One of the most important things is that losing weight is not the difficult thing. Everybody in the class who wanted to lose weight has lost weight at some point in the past. The difficult part is keeping it off. So that's one of the cornerstones of this program, is that it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. You make these changes that are not as restrictive as what you might have done on another program, but many small changes will lead up to large life changes and health changes in patients if you can just stay consistent with that.
Well, that's part of the key, is because many people have dieted, and it's like we've heard of the yo-yo diet. You're on it, you lose weight, and then it slowly comes back. So teaching how to eat healthy, incorporating that into an overall lifestyle change, tends to have success longer, which is really important. So do you have to attend every class when you come? Is it like, okay, you've got to be there each week for the 12 weeks? How does that work?
No, we're not taking attendance. I mean, clearly the more they attend, the more they will learn, the more benefit they get. And I think the weekly attendance is part of the accountability that helps everyone be successful with any lifestyle change. But we know how life is, and very few people attend every week. So we make a point of trying to recap whatever they might have missed the week before. We want them to be successful, even if they have to miss some lectures. I want them to come as often as they can, but I don't want them to ignore the series because they're going to have to miss a couple of weeks. And we repeat the series the following season. We do it every fall. We do it every winter leading into spring. So many times I'll have people who miss a class or two on one session pick it up the next round.
So since this is Lunch and Lose, Can you bring your own lunch or purchase lunch there?
Both of the above. We serve a healthy lunch that's very inexpensive, $6. You get a healthy lunch, one of our recipe makeovers. And then, but if you don't want to do that, you can bring your own lunch, or you can just come for the lecture and have lunch somewhere else before or after.
So are reservations required?
We prefer to have reservations. We need to know how many chairs and tables to have ready. And we often have a crowd, especially at the beginning of the year with all those New Year's resolutions. So reservations are helpful, and they are necessary if you want to eat lunch, because we have to know how much food to prepare. But they're helpful even if you're just coming for the class, because we want to make sure we have a seat for you.
So, Dr. Lindley, is there a cost for this?
The class is free. I began this 5 years ago. I call it my version of healthcare reform. If I can keep people at an optimal weight, prevent diabetes, heart disease, cancers, other health problems, then I am actually not only making patients healthier, but improving our entire healthcare environment. So it's just something I decided to do 5 years ago. So at this point, the class is still free. The only cost is if you want to eat the food that we prepare, and that is $6. And where can you get a $6 healthy lunch?
That's right. And where is lunch in Lewes held?
Excellent. It is in the Annenberg Center for Health Sciences, right on the main campus of Eisenhower Medical Center, which is 39,000 Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage. And I have a phone number if you want that for reservations.
That would be great.
That number is 760-423-4855.
All right. Thank you for passing that along. And I know you briefly touched on this, but can you kind of give us a brief overview of exactly what you cover over the 12 weeks?
Sure. Well, we have a different topic every week. We do a class introduction. I have 13 tips for success that we go through. I talk about breakfast being one of the most important meals of the day. No carbs, no sugar for breakfast, setting the tone of the day. So you can have proteins. You can even have some healthy fats at breakfast, but no carbs, no sugar. I have one slide that says, change your breakfast, change your life. And I tell a story of a patient who really came in, was trending toward diabetes, needed to lose about 20 or 25 pounds. They just had crept on, and she was on her way to becoming a diabetic. And I said, you know, you're going to need to lose weight. And she goes, oh, and I hear this all the time, oh. She says, I can't do it. I eat really healthy. So I said to her, which I say to most of my patients, what does healthy look like? Tell me what you eat for breakfast. And we went through the rest of her day. For breakfast, she was having oatmeal and a banana. Lunch was healthy tuna, salad, and vegetables. In the afternoon, she had a second banana, and dinner was protein and vegetables. So most of her day was pretty good, but breakfast was oatmeal and a banana, which she thought was healthy, which is not unhealthy unless you need to lose weight. If you need to lose weight, that's all carbs and sugar. So we changed her to eggs, cottage cheese, yogurt. You can do quinoa with nuts. We just transformed her breakfast into something that was higher protein, low carb, low sugar. She lost 25 pounds over the next 6 months, just slowly, easily. She said it was the easiest thing she'd ever done, because the only thing she did was change her breakfast. And she liked eggs. She just thought the oatmeal and the banana were healthier, yet that was not a healthy choice in her situation.
So that's a great example of the personalized touch that you give, actually asking the person, you know, well, tell me what you eat. And I love how you put that. What does healthy look like? Such a great question. So that's a great example of what you'll find at Lunch and Learn, that type of personalized kind of instruction
of food,
and lifestyle education. Because to me, when you were telling me what she ate, I was like, this sounds healthy to me. But when I heard you say that's basically carbs and sugar in the morning for somebody trying to lose weight, that's really not a good breakfast. I went, aha, I get it.
Yes. If you don't need to lose weight, you exercise a lot, you don't need to lose weight, you can have your oatmeal and banana for breakfast. But if you're struggling to lose weight, that is one of the things that will get in their way. And it's not an unhealthy breakfast. It's just not helpful for a weight loss goal.
Right. Makes so much sense. Well, Dr. Lindley, thank you for your time today. To participate in Lunch and Lose, please register by calling 760 763-423-4855. That's 760-423-4855. You can also learn more about Lunch and Lose or register online at EisenhowerHealth.org/calendar. That's EisenhowerHealth.org/calendar. This is Living Well with Eisenhower Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.